12 States Join ICE's National Deportation Campaign. By Warner Todd Houston on March 11, 2025. Jurisdictions in a dozen states are joining forces with federal immigration agencies to help round up and deport illegal aliens. Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Arizona have begun working to lend their services to ICE and the other federal agencies engaging in raids to snap up migrants who are in the country illegally, according to Stateline.org. The local and state efforts are acting as a force multiplier for the Trump administration, the site notes. Trump is also not relying solely on the federal agencies traditionally focused on immigration. His administration has redirected agents in a retinue of other agencies to help with deportation, including the IRS, BATF, and the DEA. In addition, the number of local agencies planning task forces to work with the federal government have grown to 121 departments over 12 states, including Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas. The task force policies are not new to the Trump administration. They were more common in the 1990s and early 2000s. But a series of court cases alleging racial profiling slowly put an end to local cooperation with immigration enforcement activities. And by 2012, the Obama administration ended whatever agreements were left. But the Trump administration is returning to the practice as Trump ramps up his deportation plans. Sheriff Larry Kendrick in Owyhee County, Idaho, is one of the local officials cooperating with ICE. He says his department is doing so because it is clearly the will of the voters. "My constituents support President Trump," Kendrick explained. "And of course me. I support the president's mission 100%. I will do anything in my power to assist him." Kendrick added that his focus has been on criminal aliens, such as those trafficking in illegal drugs like fentanyl, rather than migrants working in local businesses. New Hampshire's Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte recently noted that she also supports the deportation of criminal illegals, and said, "Criminals who are in our country illegally and pose a danger should be apprehended and removed." Her view has become the typical statement from many of the nation's governors, even some Democrats. Even left-wing Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs has paid lip service to the idea of working with the Trump administration to round up and deport criminal illegals. Still, despite her recent comments on the topic, her administration has made no concrete moves to institute any cooperative efforts with federal authorities. Not every state or local government is racing to throw in with federal officials. Virginia has thus far avoided the policy, as has California, Illinois, and North Carolina, among others. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.